Melissa Hancock is Program Director for Energy Right Solutions for the Home and Residential Services, TVA, one of our big sponsors on our Building Our Future program. We're talking with her this morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I know you're probably, we talked before getting you on, that you guys are seeing some of the rain and things. Look, Melissa, this time, it's been weird for everyone with the COVID-19 and all of the storms that have come through the valley, and we got to pay attention to some more with the next day. And so, you know, the business is difficult as it is for TVA and its partners. I would assume it's been even weirder, can we say that, here over the past month?
That is a great description. Weirder, yes. Unique, absolutely.
It has been wild to see. And with that, let's talk about some energy saving tips. Let's also talk, because moms and dads who have young ones, and I raise my hand on that, are looking for things to entertain and at the same time educate our kids. Let's start with businesses, if you don't mind, and then we'll get into some homes and things, because I know at my home there are all kind of devices that are plugged in. Mom's working on computer, dad's working on computer, kids doing school and things of that nature. But if there are businesses out there that are needing some, you know, energy saving tips and things that they can do through this, what would you recommend to them?
Okay, so I have to admit, I am in the residential services group. So if for any business needs that you may have, or, you know, if you're looking for tips and advice or programs that we have in the business and industry, you would need to probably, I would point you to energyright.com and go to the business and industry section. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's
I am residential centric.
So tell us, all right, so let's get into that, because I do have a lot of those, as I said, different things going on in the house,
right.
And more people are in the house, and we're all doing those kinds of things. So let's go there, and what your recommendation would be.
Well, my first recommendation would be to do the simple things that you can do while we are all at home indoors. Things like caulking and weather stripping around your windows and doors to stop the air leaks. You know, you want to keep your home as insulated as you can. So when you cool or you heat the inside of your home, you keep it that way. That's something that's real. It's very inexpensive. I would say when you buy your caulk, you might want to upgrade. Don't go with the cheapest, maybe a little bit more expensive, because you don't want to have to go through this again next year, right? So go ahead and maybe spend a few more pennies on a little more of the more expensive caulking. Change your air filters for your heating and cooling system monthly. It's similar to, this is the way, you know, that I have heard it, and it makes sense it's very similar to a person who has, let's say, asthma, and you can't get good airflow. You don't feel good. You don't work as well. So it's the same with your heating and cooling system. You know, you need a good airflow to make it work efficiently, so that the system is not stressed and therefore would use less energy, save you money. One, probably the easiest and most low cost way to save energy is to replace any incandescent bulbs with the LED bulbs. I'm sure this is not a new tip, but it can save a lot of money. And if you go to energyright.com and navigate to the home energy upgrades, you will find a link to take a self-audit or a DIY assessment of your home. The tool will explain where you can apply upgrades to places in your home that might not be as energy efficient at the moment. And the best part is that once you've completed your assessment, your local power company will send you a starter kit that contains some energy-saving tools, including two LED bulbs. So they help you get started on that. We are always working in partnership with our local power companies to help deliver and develop energy programs and services that help make life better for the people of the valley, and that includes business and industry. So it's a wonderful resource, and energyright.com has DIY videos, more tips and advice. It's a plethora of resources to help us while we're at home.
Good information from Melissa. Let me ask you this, because I am so bad at remembering change the filter. Change the filters.
Yes.
So you speak of that. It's your job to talk about that. Personally, Melissa, yes. What do you do to remind yourself? You know, do you have a calendar? What do you do? What can a guy like me do to remember that, I need to change those things?
That is a wonderful question. I will tell you what I do personally, and it is a calendar. Some folks do it. It depends on your filter. You know, that there's a lot of speculation on, you know, the best filters. You can do the research. You can, you know, you can decide that for yourself. But for me, I do change it monthly. And I put it on my calendar. Some folks, like I was about to say, they change it when the time changes, if they have, you know, filters that will last that long. Or they change it, you know, quarterly. But I change my monthly and I put it on a calendar. There are devices that actually will whistle when your filter it's time to change your filter. And that's the purpose. It is basically a filter whistle. And so when you hear that sound, that reminds you, hey, it's time to get out another filter. So there's several ways, but for me, it's a calendar. And I do it the old fashioned way. I have a calendar by my refrigerator in my kitchen, and I mark the days off and look at that often. So whatever works for you.
Sure, and here's the point, and you brought it up earlier with the caulking and other things. It's maybe pay a little bit more money now or pay a lot more money, you know, when that bill comes in and your AC or your heat has had to struggle to keep up with what it needs to do.
Yes, absolutely. And if you find yourself in a spot where you realize there is something that you need to do around your home that could be a little more expensive, it's a bigger investment, we also, through that portal, it will take you to our eScore portal. We have an entire network of quality TDA trained and approved contractors in your local area that you can get in touch with to help you with those upgrades. They are the best in the business. We stand behind them, and you can rest assured that they are the best. So if you find yourself in a situation that is a little bigger than the do-it-yourself, that is another resource that is there to take advantage of for sure.
Melissa's with us from TVA, Building Our Future, some economic development and doing some things along the way as we do it on a Thursday here this week with her. I've got a 5-year-old and one that's, you know, just toddling around a little bit, and he probably won't be able to understand or know much about the energy monsters. But for the other guy and for the parents out there of kids that, again, we're doing, you know, our work online with school, and we're looking for other things to teach the young ones. Tell us about energy monsters and how TVA is trying to help in that regard, too.
Well, this is one of the most exciting things I believe that we are doing, and certainly we have, as you mentioned, this unique time. You know, first of all, how often do you remind your children to close the refrigerator behind them, turn off the lights behind them? That's a biggie. So what we have tried to do is come up with a fun and innovative way to teach your kids how to help you and help them learn to save energy, save electricity, therefore saving you money. So we developed a workshop that we typically do, you know, around schools and civic organizations, and, you know, your local power company will set one up, and we will come to you and do a face-to-face, in-person workshop. So obviously, in this situation, we had to pivot a little bit, and we created an online version of our presentation. Kids love monsters, right? So we've developed this fun and innovative way to teach them about saving energy. Did you ever play I Spy as a kid?
Sure, Aaron? Sure, absolutely. And we do it with the 5-year-old. So
yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, maybe while driving to school or to grandmother's house, I spy something green. And then, you know, you come back with, was it the tree? Was it the car? So we have modeled it. It is similar to that game. But our little monsters, so their names are Breaker, Watt, Zap, Newton, Bolt, and Spark. They teach children things like, where does energy come from? How do we use energy? How does electricity get to your home? We compare energy use for products, you know, commonly found around your home. We try to point out what are the biggest consumers of energy. And then we show them practical, easy ways that they can help save, you know, mom and dad money and by doing their part. It's been a great success over this past year. We've had a great turnout and great feedback. The kids seem that it's a great program. It truly is. So we're excited that we were able to create a virtual workshop so that we can reach these little kiddos, these little monsters of our own while we're all at home.
Well, and teach them the good habits now so that when they're teenagers, hopefully, they're not going to listen to you at that point, but, you know.
yes, let's get to them while we can,
that's right?
That's right.
Get to them now and get them there while they will still pay attention just a little bit. I know we just went through Earth Day, so we have done some things, you know, talking recycling and picking up trash and things, and, mm-hmm. and I get it. Mm-hmm. It's now time to do these kinds of things and get the littlest ones there and doing things. I know in checking out the site and trying to find some things that we're going to start doing next week, you know, there are coloring sheets, there are activity sheets, there are different ways to do that. I spy. I mean, there's a lot of things that mom and dad can go find at energyright.com and help out. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's just a fun, easy way to teach our children. Like you said, while we have their attention, while they're at home, and we can hopefully facilitate a lifelong understanding and appreciation, you know, on how to save energy and save money. So the first workshop we have, I'll go ahead and give those details if you'd like.
Sure.
But so it's appropriate for any age, but it's recommended for ages 5 through 12. It will last about 45 minutes long. It will be next Tuesday, April the 28th, at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern. And how you register is, once again, go to energyright.com and look for the monsters. You'll find a link there to sign up for this virtual workshop, as well as a link. And this is super exciting. We were able to quickly turn around sort of a mini kids kit that will be mailed to your home. You fill out the order form, and your children will get the kit that comes in the mail to them, full of goodies that complement the training. And as you mentioned, it will contain the stickers and activity pages and a fun game for moms and dads to play with the kids. So this is sort of a mini version that we give out when we are out and about. We had to come up with a way that was easy and you know, efficient, if you will, to mail to the folks during this time. So you can find that there on the Monsters page, and you can also find ways to download the activity coloring sheet, and also a link to a presentation that will complement and go along with this virtual workshop, so that if you want to read and understand a little bit more about what we're presenting, you want to go back and do a little homework, you can also download that. So it's a great resource and toolkit for the kiddos and for mom and dad.
Excellent. It's been good talking about things like this. As I mentioned when we got started, Keith Hayward from Northeast Power, we've talked to TVEPA, North Central Cooperative, Entergy, which has had so many different things to deal with, you know, with our linemen and working and doing those kinds of things. It's been good talking with you and our TVA partners about, you know, things like this and things we can do at home and things we can do with the kids and hopefully, you know, we can get this thing as normal as possible soon, Melissa. Thanks for your time this morning, okay?
Thank you so much. You stay safe and everybody stay healthy. I do want to give a shout out, if I can,
sure.
Terry. to all of our local power companies, to our TVA workers, to the linemen, they are on the front line, especially in a situation like this. I'm in Chattanooga. A tornado came and probably a quarter mile from my home. There's so much devastation, but our local power company here, Electric Power Board and TVA, we were in partnership and able to quickly get things up and running and get electricity, which is, one of our greatest resources. And I tell you, I hate to say it, but I take it for granted. But when it's not there, you realize how much you have. So we're super thankful for all those who worked so tirelessly and so hard to make our lives better and seamless. So thank you so much for having me. And I do. I wish you all safety and health and good times to come.
Absolutely. Well said, Melissa. Thank you for the time, okay?
Thank you.